Thank you, Heather, for that introduction. And good morning, everyone. Today I'll be presenting new features on Cancer Control Planet that facilitate moving research into public health and clinical practice. At first, let's start with I have no financial relationship to disclose. And my presentation today will consist of a brief overview of Cancer Control Planet, evaluation results, and the recommendations that come from different evaluation reports on Planet and some of the other resources on the portal, and new features that we've added in the last year and some of the new features that are coming in 2011. So Cancer Control Planet is a collaborative web portal that provides data and resources to help program planners and researchers to design, implement, and evaluate evidence-based cancer control programs. In the interest of time, I'm not going to go into detail about the different steps, but I definitely encourage you to take a look further into Cancer Control Planet. Really briefly, step one assesses the program priorities. Step two provides interactive sessions to identify and adapt evidence-based programs and also connects you to researchers and practitioners in the field. Step three provides systematic reviews and recommendations from different sources. Step four provides research, tested intervention programs and materials. And step five provides guidance and resources to plan and evaluate comprehensive cancer control plans. So we're really committed to user-centered design, and all of the features that we add on Cancer Control Planet are either user-tested, based on user feedback, or based on evaluations from our web portal. And we've addressed some of the recommendations that have come out from the evaluations is to continue to add more programs on RTIPs, research-tested intervention programs, to also reassess how users have access to cancer control partners, such as researchers and program public health practitioners, and also to enhance our ways to disseminate the research. And we've also done an evaluation with the RTIPS program, the Research Tested Interventions program, and we've addressed almost all the recommendations that came out of that report. So our first step is state cancer profiles, and state cancer profiles really integrates cancer and health statistics from several public health surveillance systems into to provide access to state and, where possible, county level data. And one of the key requests that we get from our users is to provide current prevalent estimates of cancer sites. And by current, they mean this year, not last year, 2009. So one of the features that we've added on state cancer profiles are prevalence projections reports that estimate the prevalence for 2010 and also 2015. In early next year, we'll be adding prevalence projection reports for all cancer sites on state cancer profiles. Step two, we have a research to reality cyber seminars. This is probably our most popular new feature on Cancer Control Planet. It's a monthly webinar that brings together researchers and practitioners to share the challenges and successes of translating research into practice. It launched in January of 2011. Since then, we've had about 5,000 registered participants and has increased our LIFSR membership to 3,000 new members. So this is part of a larger effort to build a virtual community practice and develop a new platform, a new communication platform on Cancer Control Planet. We also added in August a new cancer topic, public health genomics, and we've worked closely with CDC to identify a resource that really brings together recommendations and systematic reviews around genetic tests and implementing genetic tests and genomic technologies. And we've added the evaluation of genomic applications in practice and prevention, otherwise known as EGAP. In addition to EGAP, all of our LISTSERV members have full access to the Cochrane reviews, which provides access to systematic reviews of healthcare and health policy, primary research in healthcare and health policy. And if you are not a LISTSERV member, it's more another reason to join. Step four, we really listen to the users. They really wanted more programs available on our research-tested interventions program. website. And it used to be a depository of tested intervention programs and materials. But since then, we've added about 100, we have over 112 intervention programs listed. And it's difficult to find a program that meets the local needs. So what we've done is we've changed the way RTIPS looks to from a depository of intervention programs and materials to a searchable database with search attributes such as cancer topics, age, setting, race, ethnicity, and gender. In addition, we've been working closely with principal investigators to develop implementation guides. These guides provide important information about the staff, resources, and program materials necessary to implement a research-tested intervention into practical setting. In addition, we modify our inclusion criteria for RTIPS to allow demonstration programs that have not been evaluated through a peer-reviewed research grant. And we're also trying to enhance our ways to share cancer control content from Cancer Control Planet on other organization websites. So we've added some widgets and also sharing applications. And for organizations to post some of the content on Cancer Control Planet on their website, and also social networking sites such as Twitter and Facebook. And this week we'll be launching our new interactive online training to help users to learn how to use each individual step within Cancer Control Planet. So that will be launching this week. And coming in 2011, we're going to start adding some more practical tools to help users plan and evaluate evidence-based programs. And one of the tools that we're looking at is ReAIM, and we're very fortunate to have Russ Glasgow as a new deputy director, and he's the father of ReAIM. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask him. But we're also adding another addition to Cancer Control Planet, which is the Research to Reality website. And that includes a mentorship program focusing matching mentors and mentees to really struggle with the challenges around translating research into practice. And also developing a virtual community of practice so that both practitioners and researchers have an online platform to communicate around these challenges and successes. And if you want to learn more about the virtual community of practice, please go to our session on tomorrow at 10:30. And I think we have some time for questions.
Could you explain how we really define reach, Mike, and no?
That's a great comment, Russ, and I completely agree with you. I think Add and Re-Aim is kind of the first step towards that direction to add additional tools that get at the process that it takes to implement research, and also seeing how we can collaborate with different data systems to, like GEM, to include organizational measures that can address that.